I have my internet set up so I get these web alerts. So they started showing up with this announcement early that morning. So I was really kind of floored by this and clicking on it and seeing these other highly recognizable names. And then there's little old Grand Valley among them. That was really a cool thing for me. And then once the news spread to my students and then the composer of this song, they really just totally flipped.
Were you anticipating something great here? It sounds as though you were.
I'm pretty ambitious about projects and things, and I knew the quality of the project having worked on it. And so it's just my hope that other people, that the news of the work can spread. And so we were really fortunate to have a few people pick up on it as well.
What made this project different from others?
Well, this is our fourth CD that we've done since 2005. This project is very special to me because all the music was composed by three former composition students that went through Grand Valley at various times. So they went through the whole program, studied with me. Now they're out there finding success as composers. So they created all the music for us, and then my current students that are in the ensemble recorded everything. So it's entirely homegrown, and I think really demonstrates what good things can come out of our program.
How would you describe the style or the music?
It's classical music, but it's classical music being written today, and it's for our ensemble, the New Music Ensemble, the Chamber Ensemble, so it's a small collection of various instruments. We have seven players, and then the music for this CD is a hybrid of electronic music combined with our acoustic instruments. And so they kind of merge, and very often you cannot recognize who is producing a certain sound, but at other times it's very clear about who is. For example, you might hear a flute, but then later on in the piece that might morph electronically into a brand new sound. The composers actually, they compose notated material for us that they sent us last year, and we read it and rehearsed it and recorded it. But it was all just acoustic instruments. And then they took those sounds, that audio, and then further manipulated it into what we hear on the album.
You know the music, but you're not quite sure how it's going to be manipulated and changed.
Yeah, there was definitely an unknown. I didn't put any boundaries on their work. I mean, we were trying to fill a CD, so we had an overall duration that we had to adhere to. But beyond that, we didn't know what we were going to get. So when tracks started coming back to us in the summertime, that was really the first time we got an idea of the direction that the album would be in. We were just all floored as they kept coming in, and we're very, very excited.
What do you like about Glass Surface?
I like how it's sort of this gentle, I like the pace of it, the gentleness of it. It sort of pulls you in and invites you in subtly, and then there's its energy and sort of the dynamics of the piece build, and it's a sort of a subtle journey through these acoustic and electronic worlds.
So you come in at number 88 on the list, and you are amongst some big names in the world of music. Rattle off some of those names so people get a sense of exactly who you are in company with.
I clicked on it, and I think right there at like 100 or 99 was Kelly Clarkson. And then scrolling down, we saw Jay-Z on there. I think I saw Justin Bieber as well. It had some kind of tune that was remixed in there. So it's an amazing list if you scroll through the whole thing, because it's a collection of all genres and a lot of people that we've heard of that are doing really big things in the pop and rock world. So again, just to see us listed among them is, I mean, it's very exciting. And, you know, maybe Kelly Clarkson will click on our track and give a notice to it.
And you had mentioned this is the fourth project, and the others have also been critically acclaimed.
I started at Grand Valley and started this ensemble in 2006, And that later in 2007, we did our first CD project, which was a monumental 20th century piece called Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich. And that somehow, again, people picked up this work and were impressed by it and put us on the kind of national map. Ever since that project, people have been following us. We did a CD of Terry Riley's work in C in 2009. We recorded that piece and then involved a whole bunch of DJs and electronic artists to remix it. And then we did a live version of that piece in 2010 for our third recording.
Bill Ryan, new music ensemble director at Grand Valley State University. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.